chapter 12. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Verse 29. In the verses foregoing, you see there is a discovery of the lamentable state of the poor soul that dies out of Christ, and the special favor of God, and also how little the glorious God of heaven doth regard and take notice of their most miserable condition. Now in this verse he doth magnify the words which were spoken to the people by the prophets and apostles. They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. As if he should say, Thou askest me that I should send Lazarus back again into the world, to preach to them that live there, that they might escape that doleful place that thou art in. What needs that? Have they not Moses and the prophets? Have they not had my ministers and servants sent unto them, and coming as from me? I sent Enoch and Noah, Moses and Samuel. I sent David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, and the rest of the prophets, together with Peter, Paul, John, Matthew, James, Jude, with the rest. Let them hear them. What they have spoken by divine inspiration I will own, whether it be for the damnation of those that reject, or the saving of them that receive their doctrine. Therefore, what need have they that one should be sent unto them in another way? They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them, let them receive their word, and close in with the doctrine declared by them. The things that I shall observe from hence are these, that the Scriptures spoken by the holy men of God are a sufficient rule to instruct to salvation them that do assuredly believe and close in with what they hold forth. They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. That is, if they would escape that doleful place, and be saved indeed from the intolerable pains of hell fire as they desire. They have that which is sufficient to counsel them. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them be instructed by them. Let them hear them. For all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. But do mark these words. All Scripture is profitable. All. Take it where you will and what place you will. All is profitable. For what? That the man of God, or he that is bound for heaven, should instruct others in their progress thither. It is profitable to instruct him in case he be ignorant, to reprove him in case he transgress, to correct him if he hath need of it, to confirm him if he be wavering. It is profitable for doctrine, and all this in a very righteous way, that the poor soul may not only be helped, but thoroughly furnished, not only to some, but to all good works. And when Paul would counsel Timothy to stick close to the things that are sound and pure, presently he puts him upon the Scripture, saying, Thou hast from a child known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The Scriptures hold forth God's mind and will, his love and mercy towards man, and also the creature's carriage towards him, from first to last. So if thou wouldst know the love of God in Christ to sinners, then search the Scriptures, for they are they that testify of him. Wouldst thou know what thou art, and what is in thine heart? Then search the Scriptures, and see what is written in them. Romans 3:9-18, 1:29-31, Jeremiah 17:9, Genesis 6:5, 8:21, Ephesians 4:18, with many others. The scriptures, I say, are able to give a man perfect instruction into any of the things of God, necessary to faith and godliness, if he hath but an honest heart, seriously to weigh and ponder the several things contained in them. As to instance, in things more particular, for the further clearing up of this, and first, if we come to the creation of the world, wouldst thou know something concerning that? Then read Genesis 1 and 2 and compare them with Psalm 33:6, also Isaiah 66:2, Proverbs 8 towards the end. Wouldst thou know whether he made them of something or nothing? Read Hebrews 11:3. Wouldst thou know whether he put forth any labor in making them, as we do in making things? Read Psalm 33:6. Wouldst thou know whether man was made by God corrupt or upright? Read Ecclesiastes 7:29, Genesis 1:10, 18, 25, 31. Wouldst thou know whither God did place man after he made him? Read Genesis 2:15. Wouldst thou know whether that man did live there all his time or not? Then read Genesis 3:23 and 24. If thou wouldest know whether man be still in that state by nature that God did place him in, then read Ecclesiastes 7:29 and compare it with Romans 5:16, Ephesians 2:1-3. God made man upright, but he hath sought out many inventions. If thou wouldst know whether man was first beguiled or the woman that God made and helped meet for him, read Genesis 3:6 and compare it with 1 Timothy 2:14. Wouldst thou know whether God looked upon Adam's eating of the forbidden tree to be sin or no? Read Romans 5:12-15 and compare it with Genesis 3:17. Wouldst thou know whether it was the devil who beguiled them, or whether it was a natural serpent, such as do haunt the desolate places? Read Genesis 3:1 with Revelation 22:1-3. Wouldst thou know whether that sin be imputed to us? Read Romans 5:12-15 and compare it with Ephesians 2:3. Wouldst thou know whether the man was cursed for his sin? Read Galatians 3:10, Romans 5:15. Wouldst thou know whether the curse did fall on man or on the whole creation with him? Compare Genesis 3:17 with Romans 8:20-22. Wouldst thou know whether a man be defiled in every part of him by the sin he hath committed? Then read Isaiah 1:6. Wouldst thou know man's inclination so soon as he is born? Read Psalm 58:3. The wicked are estranged from the womb, and they go astray as soon as they be born. Wouldst thou know whether man, once fallen from God by transgression, can recover himself by all he can do? Then read Romans 3:20-23. Wouldst thou know whether it be the desire of the heart of man by nature to follow God in his own way or no? Compare Genesis 6:5, 8:21 with Hosea 11:7. Wouldst thou know how God's heart stood affected towards man before the world began? Compare Ephesians 1:4 with 2 Timothy 1:9. Wouldst thou know whether sin were sufficient to draw God's love from his creatures? Compare Jeremiah 3:7, Micah 7:18 with Romans 5:6-8. Wouldst thou know whether God's love did still abide toward his creatures for anything they could do to make him amends? Then read Deuteronomy 11, verses 5 to 8. Wouldst thou know how God could still love his creatures and do his justice no wrong? Read Romans 3, 24 to 26. Being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation for sin, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus, that is, God, having his justice satisfied in the blood and righteousness and death of his own Son, Jesus Christ, for the sins of poor sinners, he can now save them that come to him, though ever so great sinners, and do his justice no wrong, because it hath had a full and complete satisfaction given it by that blood. 1 John 2, verse 2. Wouldst thou know who he was, and what he was, that did out of his love die for sinners? Then compare John 3, 16 and 17, Romans 5, verse 8, with Isaiah 9, verse 6. Wouldst thou know whether this Savior had a body of flesh and bones, before the world was, or took it from the Virgin Mary? Then read Galatians 4, verse 4. Wouldst thou know whether he did in that body bear all our sins, and where? Then read 1 Peter 2, 24, who bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Wouldst thou know whether he did rise again after he was crucified with the very same body? Then read Luke 24, 38 to 41. Wouldst thou know whether he did eat or drink with his disciples after he rose out of the grave? Then read Luke 24, verse 42, and Acts 10, verse 41. If thou wouldst be persuaded of the truth of this, that very body is now above the clouds and stars, read Acts 1, 9 to 11, and Luke 24, verse 50 to the end. If thou wouldst know that the Quakers hold an error, that say the body of Christ is within them, consider the same scripture, verse 25. Wouldst thou know what that Christ that died for sinners is doing in that place whither he is gone? Then read Hebrews 7, verse 24. Wouldst thou know who shall have life by him? Read 1 Timothy 1, 14 and 15, and Romans 5, verses 6 through 8, which say Christ died for sinners, for the ungodly. Wouldst thou know whether they that live and die in their sins shall go to heaven or not? Then read 1 Corinthians 6, verse 10, Revelation 21, 8 and 27, which saith, they shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Wouldst thou know whether men's obedience will obtain that Christ should die for them or save them? Then read Mark 2, 17, Romans 5, 7. Wouldst thou know whether righteousness, justification, and sanctification do come through the virtue of Christ's blood? Compare Romans 5, verse 9 with Hebrews 13, verse 12. Wouldst thou know whether a natural man abstains from the outward acts of sin against the law merely by a principle of nature? Then compare well Romans 2, 14 with Philippians 3, verse 6. Wouldst thou know whether a man by nature may know something of the invisible things of God? Compare seriously Romans 1, 20 and 21 with Romans 2, 14 and 15. Wouldst thou know how far a man may go in a profession of the gospel and yet fall away? Then read Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6. They may taste the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, they may taste the heavenly gift, and be partakers of the Holy Ghost, and yet so fall as never to be recovered or renewed again unto repentance. See also Luke 13. Wouldst thou know how hard it is to go to heaven? Read Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Luke 13, verse 24. Wouldst thou know whether a man by nature be a friend to God or an enemy? Then read Romans 5, 11, Colossians 1, 21. Wouldst thou know what or who they are that shall go to heaven? Then read John 3, 3, 5 and 7, and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. Also, wouldst thou know what a sad thing it is for any to turn their backs upon the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then read Hebrews 10, 28 and 29, and Mark 16, verse 16. Wouldst thou know what is the wages of sin? Then read Romans 6, verse 23. Wouldst thou know whither those do go that die unconverted to the faith of Christ? Then read Psalm 9, verse 17, and Isaiah 14, verse 9. Reader, here my eyes spend many sheets of paper. Yea, I might upon this subject write a very great book, but I shall now forbear, desiring thee to be very conversant in the Scriptures, for they are they that will testify of Jesus Christ. John 5, verse 39. The Bereans were counted noble upon this account. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily. Acts 17, verse 11. But here let me give one caution, that is, have a care that thou do not satisfy thyself with a bare search of them, without a real application of him whom they testify of to thy soul. Lest instead of faring better for thy doing this work, thou dost fare a great deal worse, and thy condemnation be very much heightened, in that though thou didst read so often the sad state of those that die in sin, and the glorious state of them that close in with Christ, yet thou thyself shouldest be such a fool as to lose Jesus Christ, notwithstanding thy hearing and reading so plentifully of him. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. As if he should say, what need have they that one should be sent unto them from the dead? Have they not Moses and the prophets? Hath not Moses told them the danger of living in sin? Deuteronomy 27:15-26, 28:15-21, etc. In the end of the chapter, also 29:18-22. Hath he not there told them what a sad state those persons are in, that deceive themselves with the deceit of their hearts, saying they shall have peace, though they follow their sins? In these words, and when he heareth the words of this curse, and blesseth himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk or go on in the imagination of mine heart, to add drunkenness to thirst, the Lord will not spare him. But then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him. And the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. Again, did not Moses write of the Savior that was to come afterwards into the world? Deuteronomy 18, verse 18. Nay, have not all the prophets from Samuel with all those that followed after prophesied and foretold these things? Therefore, what need have they that God should work a miracle to send one from the dead unto them? They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. From whence observe again that God doth honor the writings of Moses and the prophets, as much, nay more, than if one should rise from the dead. What? Seek for the living to the dead? Should not a people seek unto their God? To the law and to the testimony, saith God. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8, 19 and 20. And let me tell you plainly, I do believe that the devil knows this full well, which makes him labor to beget in the hearts of his disciples and followers light thoughts of the Scriptures, and doth persuade them that even a motion from their own beguiled conscience or from his own wicked spirit is to be observed and obeyed before them. When the very apostle of Jesus Christ, though he heard a voice from the excellent glory, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. Yet in writing to the churches, even he commends the writings of the prophets before it, saying, We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed. 2 Peter 1, 17-19. Now if thou doubtest whether in that place he meant the Scriptures, the word of the prophets, or no, read but the next verse, where he addeth for a certain confirmation thereof these words, knowing this first, that there is no prophecy of the Scriptures of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And therefore, what a sad thing it is for those that go about to disown the Scriptures. I tell you, however they may slight them now, yet when they come into hell, they will see their folly. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Further, who are they that are so tossed to and fro with the several winds of doctrine that have been broached in these days, but such for the most part as have had a light esteem of the Scriptures? For the ground of error is, as Christ saith, because they know not them. Mark 12, verse 24. And indeed, it is just with God to give them over to follow their own dark, blinded consciences, to be led into errors that they might be damned in hell, who do not believe that the things contained in the Scriptures are the truth, that they might be saved and go to heaven. I cannot well tell how to have done speaking for and on the Scripture side, only this I consider, a word is enough to the wise. And therefore I shall commit these things into the hands of them that are of God. And as for the rest, I shall say to them, rather than God will save them from hell with the breach of his holy word, if they had had 1,000 souls apiece, God would destroy them all. For the Scripture cannot be broken. John 10, verse 35.